have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day, beautiful day, Valentine's Day.
The day to celebrate love. Yeah. Love is in the air, and God is love.
Tell me, why is Valentine has candy?
Sweets for your sweets.
Oh, I see.
But the ultimate love is the Lord Jesus Christ. God is love. He is the expression of love. Jesus came so that whomsoever believeth in him can be saved. Why? Because God so loved the world.
Amen and amen. Oh, when you are experiencing the love of God, you have the ultimate love. So don't be discouraged. When you are experiencing the love of God, you have the ultimate love, the perfect love, love that has no shadow of turning. It is perfect because it comes from above. Anything that comes from above is perfect. And that's why we are to seek the things above. We are to seek the things above, because when we seek those things that are above, it is perfect.
Mm-hmm. And we know that perfect love casts out all fear. So when we have the all-encompassing love of God, we have completion. There's no room for fear. There's no room for anything outside of the love of God. So you are fortified by the love of God. His love fortifies you on this morning, this afternoon, this evening. You are fortified by his love.
So have a great Valentine's Day today. Go out and show some love in every year of your life. Let me repeat that. Go out today and show some love in every area of your life.
And we're taught about the love of God all throughout the Bible. We're going to look specifically at 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
So the verse says, not that we love God, not that we love God, but he loves us, and he loves us with a perfect love. The perfect love. The love that has no shadow of turning. The love that does not change. It stays 100% all the time.
There's nothing that we can do to make God love us anymore, and there's nothing that we can do to make God love us any less. He just loves us. When we weren't thinking about him, he was thinking about us. Why? Because he loves us. And when we get the revelation of his love for us, that it's unconditional, even when we were in the midst of our mess, doing the worst of the worst that nobody knows about, he still made a way. He made a way for us. Why? Because he loves us. And he made the way before we even made the mistake. He made the way before we even did the mess. He made the way through Jesus Christ beforehand. The price was already paid beforehand, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We know that in the Old Testament, year by year, they had to bring atonement for their sins, and their sins were always before them. They were always trying to cover them up with a sacrifice. But in the New Testament, Jesus shed his blood once and for all, and there was no more shedding of blood for the animals. And in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, it says that the blood of Jesus was shed for the cleansing of our conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. And his blood was shed once and for all sin. So there's no sin that is not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood was shed once and for all sin. For whomsoever believeth, that one will have eternal life with Christ Jesus. Whomsoever believeth. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. So anything that has been lost in your life, any lost relationship, any lost time, we decree and declare that it is being redeemed in this time, in this season. God is a God of love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Receive his love on today. The love of God that supersedes all human love. The love of God that is unconditional. The agape love of God. It's non-contingent upon what you do. It's because of who you are that he loves you. It's because of who God is that he loves you. It's because of who Jesus is that he loves you.
It is just awesome that in the Bible, Diane, the word love is mentioned 541 times, the word love, followed by do not be afraid. Two words, love and do not be afraid, okay? The word love's mentioned 541 times. Do not be afraid mentioned 365 times. It's key that we read into that. The love of God, the word love, is our faith is encompassed the love. And do not be afraid.
Because when you know that somebody loves you and they have your best interest at mind, there is nothing to be fearful of. When you're with and surrounded with people who love you, you know that they got you. So much more with God. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us.
So here's what we face. These two, afraid and love. Afraid and love. It's two human problem. We fight. We in a battle every day for love. And we in a battle every day because of fear. These two things, these two words, but the Bible mentioned them and giving us instruction how to live a life of love and how to live a life without fear.
In 1 John chapter 4, when we go down to verse 18 and 19, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So when we have the revelation that he loves us, that's what causes our hearts to melt in with the heart of God. When we just know that he loves us, when we have that assurance and we know he loves us, it's not contingent upon our behavior. It's contingent upon who we are and who he is. He loves us.
He tells us we are to walk in love. Love is an action word. Mm-hmm. He says you are to walk in it. You can't talk it. Mm-hmm. You have to do it.
And that's how we show him in the earth. Because verse 12 in the same chapter says, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. And his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit.
Yes. And it's so important because love is the key attribute of God. Mm-hmm. Love is the key attribute of God. So you can't say you are of God and do not exhibit love. It is the key attribute of God. When we know God, when we are abiding in him, we are abiding in love. Mm-hmm. That's all we know. When we know God, when we experience God, we also experience love. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Bible says the perfect love, we get the perfect love of God, which dispel all heresy, which dispel all fear, which dispel all our fear. It takes it out. You and I does not have the power this morning to love. We don't. Because our human nature is not to love, does not lend itself there. Our human nature lends itself more about angry, anger, strife, malice, envy, all of those stuff. If it is the nature of the human flesh. Mm-hmm. But the attribute of God, the nature of God, is love. So that's why we need God.
Mm-hmm. And in verse 8, it says it plainly, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
So you can't know God and does not have his attribute. That's the key. And we talk about it several times on this radio, that if you have a religion, it should be love. You can't have no religion outside of love. Because that's what the Bible is. It's all about love. Over 500 times. And I give it this morning. The word love is mentioned, so it's key. And fear, follow, over 300 times. So you can't love God and at the same time live a life of fear.
Verse 21 says, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Yes.
Must.
Yeah. Because you can't have God's love and does not exhibit it. That's why it is. He who loves God, it follows, must love his brother also. That includes his wife. That includes her husband. That includes his children. That include everyone around you, your boss, your co-workers, your brothers and sisters in the church. The love of God make you. You know, that's why the word must. It makes you do it. Because the flesh will not allow you to do it.
So we've been this morning in 1 John chapter 4. So we want to encourage you to read that chapter today on this Valentine's Day, 1 John chapter 4. It talks a lot about love. In the first few verses, it talks about testing the spirits. So how do we test the spirits? By love.
Yes.
That's how we test the spirits.
Amen. Oh, man. You test it by love. That's where you know. You know if you are operated in the right spirit, or you are operating in heresy. You understand? So I love that that just dropped. Do you test the spirit? By love.
I love.
If you have love, you have God. He who born of God, born of love. That's it.
Verse 1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into this world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And then it talks about all about love. So we test the spirits by love. Jesus loves us. For God so loved the world, John chapter 3, verse 16, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. We want to invite you to join us at Celebration Tabernacle Church this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
To hear.